Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Hello and welcome to Astrology Alchemy Podcast, episode number 251 for the week of March 11th. I am your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Well, this week there isn't a lot of intense astrological cycles. Imagine that. However, I want to alert you that this past weekend on March 9th, the planet Mercury went into Aries. Now, Mercury is the storyteller, and it's very much about our communication and the way we think and process and things like that. Now, Mercury will be in the sign of Aries for 2 months, which is a long time for Mercury to be there, but that's because it will be retrograde in Aries in a couple of weeks. Actually, it goes retrograde on April Fool's Day. How about that? So Mercury, as a storyteller, is also the trickster character, and Mercury retrograde periods, which means the planet Mercury looks like it goes backwards in the heavens for a couple of weeks. We know it doesn't happen physically, but energetically and archetypally it does. It's a big renew period. And don't get scared, okay? Mercury retrograde just means slow down, okay? So I want to just keep that aware for you, because you who are sensitive might be tracking this already. And I want to read you what Chani Nicholas says in her wonderful app about Mercury in Aries. She says, bold communication. When Mercury zips into Aries from March 9th to May 15th, it wastes no time getting to the point, especially after wading through the impressionistic, meandering energy of Pisces, where it's just been. Here in Aries, Mercury prefers language that's clear, sharp, and crackling with energy. This isn't the time to waver, make endless pros and cons lists, or get carried away by a daydream. If something is on your mind, share it. If it feels too spicy for an audience, write it down. Record a voice note or draft an email you won't send. Be bold, even a little brash. Give yourself the permission you're waiting on from others. So just be aware of that. And again, Mercury doesn't go retrograde till the beginning of April, but you may already begin to feel some of those opportunities to review and wait a minute. So one of the things about Aries, it's a fire sign. It just wants to go. It's very fiery, very, come on, let's move, lead, follow, or get out of the way. And our communication and our stories, we want to slow down a bit. It's coming, but I just want to give you a heads up, okay, for my sensitive folks. And later in the week, Sunday, March 17th, for those of you who honor the Irish side of you or the world, blessings of that day, the sun is conjunct to Neptune at 27 degrees of Pisces. And I think this is quite a lovely gift from the universe, because Pisces is a sign of mystery and dreaming and altered states and other dimensions of reality. It's a fine time to be in communication with the fairy folk, my people, and the elementals and the ones, the invisible ones that are very present in alliance with us, the spirit guides. It's a beautiful time to illuminate the sun, the heroine, hero, conscious self, purposeful self, illuminating with Neptune, the dreamer, visionary, mystic. What are the other wisdoms you're carrying that are underneath your cognitive mind, Pisces? This is a beautiful time to be with your dreams, your daydreams and your night dreams. Have a connection with your muse. What kind of creative ideas and projects and offerings are kind of stirring there? Where is your heart blown open with compassion and sensitivity to the world and nature and all the beings? And at the same time, the deep challenge of Neptune, the archetype, is it's very, very empathetic. So sometimes we lose boundaries. We don't have healthy boundaries. And Pisces is the energy, the sign. That zodiac sign also is very much about fluidity and changeability. Beautiful energy. But if we don't have solid boundaries, we can get caught. You know, we can feel overwhelmed by the pain of the world, which there's so much of it right now, so much suffering. We can lose ourselves. We can go under spells. So you want to also notice the sun is giving the power of illumination. Illuminate your dreams, your mysteries, your deeper spiritual knowings, and illuminate where you need some boundaries. And you need to get away to say, okay, I can love you, I can pray for you, but this is not mine to carry. So just notice where that is. I also want to notice that we just had the new moon in Pisces yesterday, or Sunday, March 9th. And so in the lunar cycle, which is the sun and moon coming together, we have about a month of this process. And in this next new moon cycle, we have two eclipses. March 25th, we're going to have a full moon eclipse. And then the next new moon will be an eclipse on April 8th. Again, it's not here right now, but my sensitive audience, you're already feeling the eclipse coming. And eclipses are powerful times with the sun and moon. I'll say more about it as we get closer. But it's really like a circuit breaker for our karmic patterns to change up old ways we've been doing things in a way to consciously, in an empowered way, release some of our old patterns that keep tripping us up. So things get very heightened in the eclipse season. So I'm just saying, we're not there yet, but we're heading towards a Mercury retrograde, and we're heading towards two powerful eclipses. Meanwhile, stay tuned this week to your fluid flow, your compassion, your sensitivity, and go underneath your mind and underneath the old ways. Find a different way under the way. That, my dear, leads us right in to the poem for this week, which is by Mark Nepo, and it's called The Way Under the Way. The Way Under the Way. For all that has been written, for all that has been read, we are led to this instant where one of us will speak and one of us will listen, as if no one has ever placed an oar into that water. It doesn't matter how we come to this. We may jump to it or be worn to it because of great pain, or a sudden raw feeling that this is all very real. It may happen in a parking lot when we break the eggs in the rain, or watching each other in our grief. But here we will come, with very little left in the way. When we meet like this, I may not have words, so let me say it now. Nothing compares to the sensation of being alive in the company of another. It is God breathing on the embers of our soul, stripped of causes and plans and things to strive for. I have discovered everything I could need or ask for is right here in flawed abundance. We cannot eliminate hunger, but we can feed each other. We cannot eliminate loneliness, but we can hold each other. We cannot eliminate pain, but we can live a life of compassion. Ultimately, we are small living things awakened in the stream, not gods who carve out rivers. Like human fish, we are asked to experience meaning in the life that moves through the gill of our heart. There is nothing to do and nowhere to go. Accepting this, we can do everything and go anywhere. The Way Under the Way. It's a beautiful poem for Sun conjunct Neptune this week, and helping you prepare for Mercury being retrograde. To slow down, there's nothing to do and there's nowhere to go. Thanks as always, my dear audience. I love your emails. Thanks for those of you who can support me financially by making a donation to the podcast. You can do that on the website for the podcast if you're so inclined. And I want to tell you about an upcoming astrology program that I'm offering. At the end of April, the planet Jupiter and Uranus will be conjunct in Taurus. This is a very special, rare cycle. It happens about every 14 years, and it really supports brand new ways to do things. So I'm offering a special course called A Quest for Radical Rebirth, Jupiter conjunct Uranus and Taurus. It will start with a workshop on Sunday, March 24th in the morning, Pacific time. And then it's followed by a 4-week do-it-yourself online course. If you're interested, go to the homepage of my website and click on the button to get details and register. My website is ontheedgesofchange.com. Thank you so much and bless the flow of your week.
You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources.
Edgesofchange.com.
Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.